How many here remember what we talked about? There's two parts to sanctification. What are those? Remember from your notes? Two parts to sanctification. Yeah, positional and practical. Remember one of them, we join the team. And the other part, we become skilled as a team member. We learn what it means to be a team member. We get taught. I used soccer and basketball. Basketball wasn't too good of a thing for me. Soccer was a little better. But learn how to do the soccer skills. Even though I'm on the team, I didn't know anything about soccer. So I had to learn all about soccer so I could be a good soccer player. Well, in the same way, from a Bible standpoint, when we're saved, when we believe on Jesus as our Savior, we become part of His family. We become part of the team. We become part of the church. But that doesn't make us skilled in doing that. We're in the family, we're on the team, we're in the church, but we have all kinds of things to learn. So even though God sees us as holy, then we have to learn to be holy. God sees us as holy, but we have to learn to think in holy ways. God sees us as holy, but we have to learn to talk in holy ways, to aspire in holy ways, things like that. So I would say from a communion standpoint, even though there's overlap in both of them, what's the two parts of communion? I haven't told you today, so don't think. What did I say? What are the two things we eat at communion? What? Bread and the wine. Bread and the wine or juice, yeah. It's unfermented wine, right? So the bread and the juice, right? What's the bread stand for? We've covered this many, many times before. The body. What about the body? I'm not hearing you, sorry. Okay, it's one body. That was an additional concept that we shared. But Jesus said, this is my body, what? Which is broken. What's the two key words for the bread? For you, right? The idea is that Jesus gave his body for us. Why? Help me out. Why? Say, he loves us and we're sinners. We had to pay a penalty for our sin. We're guilty and we deserve to be cast in the lake of fire forever. Jesus took that guilt. He took that punishment so that it paid for it so we didn't have to, and then we believe on him and we're saved, right? So that's what the body's for. He had to pay the penalty for our sins, right? So that part of communion, the bread, kind of talks about when we believe on that, we become part of the team. So the body is kind of the get us into the team idea, okay? Even though there's lots of applications and lots of concepts, the body, what Jesus did, he died on the cross for us. We couldn't have been saved without him giving his body for us. Okay? So that gets us on the team. If we believe on him as our Savior, it gets us on the team. What's the second part? It's the cup, which represents what? Now be careful. The new covenant, right? The cup does not represent his blood. The cup represents the new covenant in his blood or by his blood, right? That's what the Bible says. Okay? So he shed his blood, and what does it do? What is a covenant? Yeah, an agreement. A testament, like we have the Old Testament and the New Testament, kind of the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. You've heard of a last will and testament. When does a last will and testament, last will and covenant, go into effect? When the person dies, right? Jesus ratified or secured the covenant, the new agreement, the new rules, the new blessings, when he died on the cross. It kind of sealed the benefits of that. So the bread is his represents him giving his body so we can be part of the team. The cup represents the new covenant that he secured, if you will, the new agreement that relates to us because he shed his blood for us. Okay, he died on the cross. So that, if you will, sign the check for all the benefits. And that really then is the practical part. What Jesus accomplished on the cross in the new covenant is all the new benefits. How many here have to go through a priest to get to God now? Aren't you thankful you don't have to do that? How many here have to sacrifice animals when you go to church on Friday nights? Say, I don't go on Friday nights and I don't sacrifice animals. Exactly, that's part of the benefit. Another part of the benefit is the Holy Spirit indwells us. We become indwelled by the Holy Spirit, which is the third person of the Godhead. He ties us all together. That's what puts us in the body of Christ, so to speak. We're all connected if we're believers, and the Holy Spirit dwells within us so that we have spiritual life, and we can understand Scripture. We perceive sin, good and evil now, or before we didn't really get that. Again, you can pray directly to God. You don't have to pray to or confess to a priest or whatever like that. And then God enables us too then to obey him. Okay, that's part of the sanctification idea. That we're part of the team, and now he gives us the ability to live for him. And that's the second part. Really, the new covenant is that second part. Really, the accomplishment, there's more to it. There's even future stuff. But that helps us live today. It's all of the things he secured. He inked the deal, so to speak, that is part what we have in Christ because we are saved, because we are part of the team, that enables us to live for him. Galatians 5:25 is a passage that I think is really good. It talks about if we live in the Spirit, if we're part of the team, right, through salvation, let us walk in the Spirit. Okay, and that's that learning about God and what God says and living for God. If we're brought to life by the Spirit through salvation, let's walk in the Spirit and allow God to grow us and change us, which is called sanctification. Okay, the two different parts. So the bread largely has to do with our birth into the family, are joining the family, if you will, because of what Jesus has done. And then walking with God has to do with the new covenant, what he's accomplished through his, what Jesus has accomplished through his death, that now is true of us because we're part of his family. We have the benefits that come from that. And that enables us to learn the word and to live the word. Okay? So that is kind of a connection of what we're tying it into what we talked about today. Now I'm going to have the men come forward, the deacons and Pastor Jim. Dory brought up in 1 Corinthians 10:17, it says, "For we are one bread, one body." And even though the body represents Jesus, there's also a lot of truth that comes through that. Because we're part of the body of Jesus, we're all part of a single body now. So what? There's crackers underneath, if you prefer the crackers. And there's bread up top. We like to use the bread because it kind of signifies the singleness. But you can just grab a piece of bread or pull a piece of bread off, whatever you feel like doing. But we said two parts of sanctification. What's the first part? Positional. And that's birth. We're born into the family of God by trusting Jesus as our Savior. And then the second part is practical, which God helps us to learn how to live as part of his family. So this part, what this signifies then is the birth, if you will. Jesus dying on the cross and rising again so we can have our sins forgiven and be part of his family. So, Lynn, would you lead us in prayer and thank Jesus for his sacrifice on the cross, giving his body for us? Okay, as we eat this bread, let's just remember the sacrifice that Jesus gave for us. Let's eat. So the bread reminds us of his body, of us being born into the family of God because of what Jesus has done for us. He paid for our sins and rose again. The cup reminds us of the new covenant, the new agreement, the new deal, the new benefits that we get because Jesus is our Savior, He is our Lord. And the blood, if you will, inked the deal for the new covenant. He died so that we can live for Him. Pastor Jim, I'm going to ask you to thank the Lord for the benefits we have in the new covenant. The bread, the fact that Jesus bought us, He paid for our sins. The cup, what He brought us. Maybe that's a good way to remember it. The things He accomplished and the new benefits that we have through the new covenant because of what Jesus has done. Let's drink the juice. Thank you, man. Let's sing one more song. 327. Let's stand and sing The Old Rugged Cross.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Oh, the old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left His glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. In the old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. For 'twas on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then you'll call me someday to my home far away, where His glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
Amen. Let's pray. Lord, thank You for a good day around Your people and around Your word, and especially, Lord, just honoring and glorifying Your Son, the Lord Jesus. We pray, Lord, that You would help us to take advantage of that pardon and sanctify me phrase. Lord, the fact that we can be born into Your family and then live as family members, Lord. And I pray that if anyone here is not saved, that they would consider your claims on their life and also their need of a Savior from their sin. And I pray, Lord, for every believer here that they would, Lord, pursue you wanting to sanctify them, that we might learn the Word and live the Word. We ask, Lord, that you would be with us now as we go out seeking to do that now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.